makers of Ridley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mack Benhoff, and starring a celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Mommy, remember in the old country how we all thought there was gold in the streets in America? Well, it's not true. Mommy, I'm here 3 years now, and the only gold I'm seeing is when a Pasquale is put his teeth in a glass. You see, right now in America, they got what's called inflation, which is got to do with a dollar. Just plain you short to Mamma Mia. Inflation means money is a good, but a lamb chopped is a better. In America today, if you walk in a market with $1, even a potato is a laugh at you. And the milk, Mamma Mia, about the milk. If I was to bring Uncle Pietro's goat to America, she would get so rich she could give milk only on Mondays and sleep for late for the rest of the week. Well, I'm happy with my antique business, and I make just enough money to keep the wolf away from the dog. Oh, I'm talking too quick. Here comes the wolf for now.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Luigi, you're looking fine, beautiful. In fact, I never saw you looking so good.
Pasquale, something is wrong.
Why? Because I say you look so good?
When you grease me up like that, I know you're getting ready to put me in a pan.
No, Luigi, I will admit it. Today you look like a nice, fresh garden. Your cheeks are like two rosy apples. Your mouth is like a red cherry. Your eyes are like two black grapes. Luigi, your face looks such a nice, fresh garden. I feel like dumping a bag of vigor over your head.
Oh, Pasquale, stop it. You're making me blush. Hey, why are you suddenly so nice to me today, huh?
Because I love you, little banana nose.
I love you too, Pasquale.
Hey, Luigi, could you take the love that you got for me and transfer it to my nearest living relative?
You mean a Russian?
I don't mean ex-Xavier Cugat.
Pasquale, I'm in America over 3 years and now all I'm keeping here every day is Russia, 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 and more Russia. I'm starting not to like it.
You're right, Sir Luigi. I'm going to change your name to Sam. Now, look, we all want something out of life, everybody. We all got our price. You tell me, what do you want out of life, and I'm going to listen.
All right, Pasquale. Well, I want the peace and enough for money to eat, to pay my rent, to buy a few little things. In other words, Pasquale, I want everything you get free in this democratic country.
That's fine. Rosa wants the same thing. So why don't you two Democrats get married and have a little third party? What do you say, little cabbage foot?
Maybe someday, Pasquale, but there's no rush.
Sure, there's no rush, Luigi.
And is it no hard feelings, Pasquale?
No hard feelings, Luigi.
That's good.
Now get ready to move out of the store tomorrow and leave the town for good.
Slip.
I hate two-faced ungrates, Luigi. I'm going to once and for all jackal up of your hide.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the biggest catastrophe that's ever hit you, Luigi. Pasquale, your landlord, is getting ready to sell this whole building the next week to a furniture dealer by the name of Mr. Musty.
My, You're going to sell it the antique shop?
That's right. The Mercy offered me $20,000 for this building, and I just decided to take it.
Yeah, but, Pascale, if Mr. Mercy buys the building, he's going to throw me out. I'm going to have no business, and I'm going to starve to death.
Luigi, you see this ear I'm pointing to?
Yes, sir.
That's my deaf ear. Now, if you want to get a quick action to talk into the right ear, that's the one I keep for listening to future son-in-laws.
Hello, Pascale.
Sorry, my boy, I didn't hear a word you said.
Well, all right, sir. I'm going out to my night school, Pascale. I'm better say goodbye to all of my friends today. So long, Pascale.
So long. And a good riddance. I'm going to teach that pupsqueak once and for all. You can lead a horse at the water, but if you don't marry her, you're through with a Pasquale.
Well, it's wonderful. I'm back at school. No more
kicking us. Everything is
fine.
Quiet class. Time to
all
the roll.
Yeah.
Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Now stop. Everybody off. That's right. Laugh. Everybody smile. You happy?
Please, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, today I asked you to learn some new spelling words. So let's see how smart you are. Who will volunteer to spell the word insubordination? Well, who will volunteer? Mr. Schultz, if you're volunteering, just raise one hand, not two.
Who's volunteering? I'm giving up.
Oh, come now, class. Won't somebody try? Insubordination. Remember what I once told you. If a word seems too difficult, try breaking it up.
That word you can't break up. You've got to smack it to pieces.
Mr. Schultz, since you insist on talking out of turn, we'll let you spell the word.
All right. W-O-R-T, what?
I meant insubordination.
Well, I try. Insubordination. This is I-N-S-U-B-O-R-D-I-N-A-T-I-O-N.
Well, that's very good, Mr. Schultz.
To tell the truth, it was a lucky guess.
Don't be so modest. Now, Mr. Basco. Wake up, Mr. Basco. Spell the word receive, please.
Receive?
Well, come now. What is the spelling rule involved in that word? Mr. Olson, you tell him.
I would be happy to. In such words, the general rule is I before E except after G. Now, I could give a few dozen exceptions to the rule, Miss Spaulding, or do you think that may confuse them?
Olson, I get for sure just from listening to you.
Quiet, please. Mr. Basco, now that you've heard the rule, spell the word receive.
All right. Jimmy,
you sound just like a poopy dog.
Mr. Basco, you're not even trying. The correct spelling is R-E-C-E-I-V-E. Do you know the word now?
Yeah, the word is mercy.
Miss Spaulding, something's wrong with Luigi.
Well, what's the matter, Mr. Basco? Heard it?
No, it's a bus quality. He's going to sell a whole building with the antique shop to some furniture man, Mr. Musty.
God, Jiminy, that Pasquale is just an unmitigated 14-carat yurt.
Jasper, why are you doing this, you know?
Rosa.
I thought so. That Pasquale's got a real single-track mind.
Yeah, and he's going to keep on having that single-track mind till he marries off his taboos.
Mr. Basker, you do have a serious problem. I wish there was some way I could help you.
Ah, my Luigi, you got nothing to worry about. You just go into another business, that's all.
Yeah, but like what, the shirt?
Well, you could be a butcher. You got a nice fat tongue. Cheer up, Luigi.
Well, there's the dismissal bell. Mr. Basker, would you mind staying after class? Perhaps I can help you with your problem.
All right, and thank you, Miss Spaulding.
Good night, Luigi. And if there's anything I can do, please call on me.
Me too, Luigi. Count on me for anything.
Thanks, Austin Horowitz.
That's good. And if that comes to that, Luigi, you could always work with me and my delicatessen. Sure, you could stand and watch my cash register. I don't trust myself, Luigi. Come on, Luigi, smile. Be like me. Always happy. Always laughing.
Ooh, my rheumatism is killing me.
Mr. Sabatko, you should be heartened at the way your classmates were so eager to help you out.
Well, I'm appreciated very much, Mr. Spalding, but for me, it's too big a problem. When I'm a little antique shop, what am I going to do for a living?
Sabatko, you're in America now. You can be anything you want to be and do anything you want to do.
Yeah, but where am I going to go to find another business?
Well, I've been thinking, Mr. Baxter. I know a man who might be able to find you some other business. His name is Duffy Lane, and he's a business broker.
Oh, what am I need him for? My business is already broke.
No, you don't understand. A business broker is a man who can offer you a large variety of businesses, and you can make your selection.
Oh, well, that sounds good, Miss Buddy. Hey, you're giving me big hope.
You must learn to have more confidence in yourself, Mr. Baxter. Whenever you feel discouraged, I want you to repeat to yourself these lines from a famous poem. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. I'm feeling better already.
There, you see?
Hey, Miss Buddy, I'm going to see this business brought to Mr. Lane. I'm going to find a new business. And if that's no good, I'm going to try, and try again. Hello, Pasquale.
Yes?
Hey, Pasquale, I am the master of my faith. I'm the captain of my soul.
Well, what do you know? Mr. Shrimp Boats, the 1950s. Now, Pasquale was about to lose his business and be kicked out in the street. You sound pretty happy.
Well, why not, Pasquale? I've got a big confidence in myself, Pasquale. I'm the captain of
America. All right, Captain. Stop. You're getting me seasick. Come on, Louise. You get a sensible. Marry Rosa before it's too late.
But, Charlie, I'm the master of my fate. Not the fact. Hey, you want to know more here? Look at this academy.
Well, let me see here. Right there. Duffy Lane, a business broker, Austin 46557.
That's right. I'm just had a talk with him, and he's going to find me new business.
You had a talk with him, and he's going to find you new business,
that's
eh?
That's right.
Like what? The selling the popsicles at the Eskimos? Maybe you're going to go in the vegetable business, renting out of your cabbage heads and housewives, eh?
All right, go ahead, Pasquale. Make the fun. But now I'm no more afraid of you. I'm the master of my faith. I'm the captain of my soul.
Well, watch out or you don't get a shipwreck. I wonder if he's going on a shipbuilding business. Anyway, I'd better put a stop to this before my little pigeon flies out of the coop. Let me see that broken card. Hello? Hello? After the Duffy Lane, the business broker? Hey, good. I'm a very good friend of a new customer of yours, Luigi Basco. I'm surprised that you promised to him you're going to find him a new business. Well, you see, he's had 10 different businesses in the last 3 years, all with the fall apart. Why? I'm glad you asked me that. It's because of his hobby. Yeah? What's his hobby? Raising a termite.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion you'll find helpful during a busy day. From time to time, chew delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Take a stick whenever your mouth feels dry or when you feel a bit down and you need a little lift. You'll find that lively Wrigley's Spearmint flavor refreshing. And the good smooth chewing goes right along with whatever you're doing. It sort of helps you feel relaxed and satisfied. Makes your work and other activities go smoother and pleasanter. And the best part of it is, you can chew and enjoy a stick of Wrigley Spearmint Gum just about any time and any place. It's easy to carry with you. It's always handy. So remember to get some Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum next time you go to the store. That's Wrigley Spearmint. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Now, let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma Mia, I'm kind of like the good news because something bad is happening. I don't know why, but when I'm went to see my business broker, he's a push me out, a lock the door, and a spray me with the DDT. He takes me away. He says he doesn't want to see me, but worst part of all, Mr. Murphy, the furniture man, is coming to buy this building tonight, and I'm going to be thrown out of here, too. Everything is look black till the shorts is walking.
Luigi, my fellow pooper. Ah, look at that long push.
Pasquale, he's a chasing me out tonight.
So what? Smile, Luigi. Remember what they say in the clothing business. Behind every gray suit, there's a silver lining.
Yeah, but it's just, well, you know how bad I'm feel about the losing the antique business? Well, it's just impossible to smile.
Ah, perfect, Cockle. Luigi, sometimes you got to smile to keep from crying.
Yeah, but it's just what am I going to do? I'm all mixed up.
Well, Luigi, the way I see it, you got two choices. One, you could borrow money for a while.
Oh, no. I'm never going to borrow money. And nothing is ever going to make me borrow money. What's the number two choice?
Mariota.
Sure, you know where I'm going to buy $100?
Luigi, there is a third choice. You could find yourself a job.
Job?
Sure. You know, that thing people do in their spare time between 9 and 5 just to keep alive. Wait, Luigi, into my head an idea just moved.
Well,
one of my best customers, Mrs. Charlie Carr, is the wife of the personnel manager of the Edna Steel plant. I'm going to talk to Mrs. Carr right away, and in 1 hour, you've got to get a job.
Yeah, but sure, how you know Mrs. Carr is going to try?
Listen, a woman's got to be nice to two men in her life, her husband and her butcher. If Mrs. Carr dares to refuse me, the next time she orders Wiener Schnitzel, she gets less Wiener and more Schnitzel.
Mommy, what a big factory. Edna Steel plant. Oh, Americans are very smart. Who else could have figured out how to get a bigger things like a steel from a little things like a plant? Well, it's no surprise. Any country that can figure out how to push the salmon in the can without opening it up can do anything. Mommy, I'm getting nervous. I wish you could have been with me, Mamma Mia, like when you took me to school for the first time. Remember, Mamma? Well, be brave, Luigi. You're a master of your faith, the captain of your soul.
Well, Mr. Basco, I'm sure we can find a place for you in our plan.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Personnel Manager. Here's a little present I'm brought to you from Mr. Schultz. Oh,
thank you. Must be about 20 Frankfurters in this bag.
No, it's 18 because I'm a heavy lunch.
Huh? Oh, I'll just put them in my desk, one of the coal drawers. Now then, let me fill out a card for you. Your name?
Louis Basco.
Address?
21 and up to Halstead Street.
Zone?
Chesapeake. Yeah, sure. Right outside of my store is a Chesapeake zone.
Oh. Well, we can fill the rest in later. Now, yes. Mr. Basco, Edna Steel would like to fit you into the job you're best suited for. Now, what if you have the most experience in?
Most experience I'm having? Antiques.
Mr. Basco, when you're not around antiques, what do you do?
I'm like to sit and read.
Good. And what do you read about?
Antiques.
Mr. Basco, the type of work we offer is arc welding, spot welding, high pressure metal plating, operating a drill press, and handling a Bessemer type foundry. Ever do any work with your hands?
Oh, sure.
What?
In Italy, I'm a milk at the cow.
Is that all you did?
Oh, no. I'm also milk at the goat. Mr. Personale is nice in Italy. I milk the cow, I milk the goat, I'm a feed the pigs and take care of the little chickens. You know, I've got one favorite chicken. Her name is Josephine. And you're not going to believe this, but she's used to lay 10 eggs in one day.
10 eggs?
Yeah, I'm used to sing her little song.
la 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 la. And every time she hear me sing, she's a drop everything.
Very touching, Mr. Bastow. But frankly, I'm wondering where we can find a spot for you.
Oh, well, for sure, in a bigger place like this, must have at least one account.
We have a Coke machine. We have a Coke machine.
Well, how you squeeze the cow in that?
Well, Mr. Bastow, fortunately, we have a lot of war contract work, and we do need help. I'll give you a note to one of our foremen. He'll put you somewhere.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cannon. Thank you so much. I'm going to plant for so much to steal. You're going to be very proud of me.
Plasto. Gotta be careful on those swinging cranes.
Well, Maria's a plenty hot in here, huh, Mr. Foreman?
Well, what'd you expect? That Bessemer furnace over there throws 3 tons of white-hot coal into that burning cauldron, out of which pours thousands of tons of molten steel, and this is pressured to 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Think you can handle it, Plasto?
Please, where do you skip to the cow?
What? Look, do you think you can handle that Bessemer furnace?
Well, I don't know. You think I can?
It's easy. Just don't get too close or it's curtains for you.
Lisa, maybe you put me in the curtain department now.
Come here, Basco. I want to show you the next step. That red hot steel you see over there is cooled down from 5,000 degrees to 40 below zero by the super cooling action of 500 icy drafts blowing jets of freezing air up and down.
Mommy, that reminds me.
What?
I'm going to forget to defrost my ice box.
And now over here is the end product of the whole operation. We call it pig iron.
Pig iron? I'm going to know that cows you give a milk, but it's the first time I find out that a pig should give iron.
So you might have to handle some of these machines pretty soon, so listen to what I tell you.
Yeah, sir.
Now, this here is a 4-ton jig press.
Uh-huh.
These here are turret lathes.
Uh-huh.
Those are nut and bolt forges, and that over there is a combination Clyde binder and Latina pusher.
Uh-huh.
Think you can learn to handle them?
You sure there's no cow in the factory?
No. Now, come on with me. I'll turn you over to the superintendent.
Superintendent, mamma mia, I'm going down. He's just turning me over to the janitor.
Come on now, let's get on the ball. Hey, Basco, move. We got to get started.
Yeah, sure. What am I doing, Preston?
Punch that time clock.
Huh?
You hear me? Punch the time clock.
But it's in a hit to me.
I'll punch it for you.
Right.
Now stand over here. You're going to operate this drill press. Ever handle a press before?
No, I'm never worked in a tailor shop.
Oh, what kind of men are they sending down these days? Look, this drill press punches 300 holes every hour, you see? You just lift this metal sheet in the press like this. Go ahead, do it.
I'll have to push them in and show you how to act it.
Okay, now tighten the bolt.
Yeah.
Come on, stupid. Right. Now step on this button and hold tight. All right, Basco. Get up off that floor.
All right.
Now step on it. Get to work. All right, men, don't stand around and watch. Let's go.
Mama, there's somebody in the church.
There's a lunch whistle, Basco. Okay, boys, 6:30. Hey, Basco, what are you doing so close to that blast furnace? What are you doing so close to that blast furnace?
Oh, I'm just the one to toast a little bit of bread.
Get away from there. Okay, boys, get back on the job. Let's go.
Yes, I'm not able to make a little sandwich. Mom,
me. I'm an attempt to do this. I'm all in this stuff.
Look out, Basco. Watch out for that swinging crane. Run for it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to run for it, and I'm not going to stop it, and I'm going to be off.
Hello, Mr. Collins.
Is that you, Luigi? Face all scratched up, overalls all torn and black, a hair standing on edge. What'd you do, stick your head in an electrical fan?
That story's a long story. I'm had a job of making iron the pigs. First, I'm almost a cook to buy half the furnace, then I'm a push into the freezer, almost a freezer to death. The noises are hitting me on the head all the time. Like a thousand hammers. I'm almost a foot in the drill press and I get killed 4 times. Now I know why it's called the graveyard of the ship.
Tell the little pop sneak is trying to be a working man, eh? Tell me, my big wager, how much money you make it today, eh?
I don't know. First, they take out a social security, state tax, income tax, unemployment insurance, tax, and insurance, and you know, those. I think I owe them 10 cents.
Big boob I'm looking at, with a big stupid green horn boob.
Mr. Harry, be careful of what you call me. I'm protected by General Lewis.
You're talking very brave before a little man was just about to be kicked out on the street.
Mr. Harry?
Yes, Sir Luigi?
I'm going to marry that. I'm going to give up.
Luigi. You said it. You said the words I want to hear. Now you can be a good captain. You marry my ship. Oh, wait, Luigi. I'm going to call in with the blush of the bride. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You
promised me. Yes, my little ride, Chris. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello,
Luigi. Hello. Well, Luigi, now you've decided to be my son-in-law, you've got nothing to worry about. I'm going to make a lot of money selling this house, and you're going to live off for the profits.
I'm looking for... Oh, there you are, Mr. Pasquale.
Oh, hello, Mr. Murphy. You coming to close the deal for the furniture store, right?
No, the deal is off, Mr. Pasquale.
Off? For why? What's up?
I saw my business broker, Mr. Lane, today, and he told me someone gave him a tip over the telephone that this building is unsafe.
Unsafe?
That's right. It's got termites. I'm sorry, Mr.
Hey, wait, Mr. Murphy. I don't want to call it up. I'm a big liar.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What?
Hey, so you told to my brother I'm going to tell my
story. Luigi, you heard what I told him, Mercy. I'm a big liar. Don't believe me. Luigi, where you going? You promised to marry Rosa.
Don't believe me, Pastor. I'm a big liar, too.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy just about any time and any place. Whether you're walking, driving, working, or just sitting around at home, you can slip a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint into your mouth and enjoy some pleasant chewing. Remember, too, chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum freshens your taste and sweetens your breath. So it's a good idea to chew a few sticks every day, as millions of people do. Keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint handy wherever you go. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing treat that costs so little, tastes so good, and lasts so long. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to be sure to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Max Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin, Mrs. Charles Lyon, and the CBS Radio Network.